Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Glory be to God. Thank God for all of you that are tuning in and listening to this broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And for those of you who are listening in the country of Spain, I want to welcome you also to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And to those of you that are listening in the United Kingdom, I haven't forgotten about you. Amen. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Glory be to God. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That is 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, you can call that number. And, hey, I will pray with you right then. Okay? Glory be to God. If you have any questions, I would do my best in Christ Jesus' name to answer those questions. Amen. And if you have any comments, now, you know, feel free to give comments. Now, once again, I just ask that you would limit the time of giving your comments to a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, you know, due to the time that we have here on the broadcast. And also just, you know, being respectable, you know, in our comment giving. Once again, we're even in the comment thing, we're not here to argue, okay? And I want to say once again, as I said on the broadcast I did yesterday, I want to reiterate it again. To any of you who is listening to this broadcast and you feel like, hey, I want to have a little fun, you know, I want to call in and make a joke or mock them or whatever. Please, and I do say please, please do not do that. Because, and I got to let you know the seriousness and the truth of this. Because if you do, you're going to cause something to come on you that's not going to be good. Now, this is the word of warning to you. Now, when I was on God's Word to Man broadcast for over 5 years, from time to time, we had people that called in making a mockery, making a joke, okay? Just got all out the way. So once again, now you can turn a deaf ear to what I said if you want to. That's your choice. But I'm going to tell you, remember this, you've been warned. And if you go to do it, you're going to cause a curse to come on you. And the remedy, the only remedy I can say to you is that you need to repent, okay? You ain't going to be able to go to nobody and get the, quote, just taken off of you. Because understand this and why. You're not going to make mockery of the things of God and think that you're just going to walk scot-free without any consequences. The things of God is serious. We that come on this broadcast take it seriously. We don't play no game with it, and neither would we don't want anybody calling in playing any games with it either. You know, if you feel like that, you don't believe, and you, hey, you don't have to call in, okay? You feel like, hey, I feel like I want to have fun. If you feel that way, don't call in. Don't do that. Amen? Glory be to God. And so, having said that, as we get ready to go on with the message, before we go into the message, I would like to open up with prayer and invite the Spirit of the Lord to be with us as we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this blessed day. And we thank you for this golden opportunity you have given us to come together and assemble together to go into the Word of God. And Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for a chance to petition your Spirit to be with us in Jesus' almighty name. And we just thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is going to reveal to us what thus says the Lord. So all glory and all honor and praise go unto thee. in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of this message tonight is The Midnight Cry of the People. As I shared before on one of the broadcasts, the Lord has dealt with me about, you know, reiterating about this work, which he calls The Midnight Cry, based on Matthew 25, because I went through it somewhat, not all of it, but went through some of it quite a bit when I was on God's Word to Man broadcast. But he has dealt with me about speaking on it again. And I see why, because if you look among Christianity today, you see the trouble. And you see the things among Christianity today that it simply is not good. And things that you would know as a believer or should know as a believer definitely is not pleasing unto the Lord. You will look among the believers and you will see where that we're all divided and separated. And the way we are operating in Christianity now, I want to stress that, I'm not talking about all these other religions, I'm talking about in Christianity, the way we operating is not the way the Lord set it up, okay? If there's any Christian out there that believes that the Lord Jesus is okay with the way Christianity is now, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be funny, but you're blind. Because, first of all, you got to understand that the way Christianity is operating now is not the way that Jesus set it up. If Jesus set up the way that Christianity is now, then we are serving a confused and a contentious and a divided or separated God. We will be serving a God who's not a God of unity, okay, but a God of confusion. And according to the word of God in the Bible, Jesus said that he's the author of peace and not confusion, okay? So any believer or professing believer who believes or thinks that Jesus is okay with the way Christianity is now, I'm going to pray for you. Once again, I say because you're blind. Okay. Amen. Now, I want to go into the lesson today. Today is titled The Midnight Cry, The People. I remember on one of the broadcasts, I relayed to you that there's five things that makes up a kingdom. Okay. There are five things that make up the kingdom. You got to have a king. You got to have the people. You got to have laws, you got to have officers, and you got to have the place where this kingdom's supposed to be. Okay. And we're talking about the second one, which is the people. Okay. I'm going to say something tonight, and I'm going to give you the word of God on this, that possibly some Christians is not going to want to hear. The ones that will want to hear is the ones that love truth. Now, once again, I'm asking that you please hear me out on this, because this is the midnight cry. And in this midnight cry, the message that the Lord Jesus Christ has been sending through his angel messenger, he is displaying his perfect will for his people. Understand that. Perfect will, whenever you read the messages, and thus far, he has sent 120 messages. When you read those messages, one of the things you will get from that is that when it deals with Christianity as a whole, now, okay, as a whole, Christ wants total unity, okay? Now, keep that in mind for what I'm about to say, okay? I want to first open up with one of these messages, a scripture from one of these messages, And this message is called the 86th message. This message was sent out by Jesus July 31st, 1968. And I want to read to you a scripture out of here. Amen. And I'm going to speak on it somewhat, and it's going to go into connection with the message about the people. Now, understand, as I said before, kingdom that the Lord is setting up here on earth now. Let's understand that he is restoring here on this earth. It's not going to be made up of just anybody, okay? Ain't going to be made up of just anybody. When you listen to some people today, and sad to say, some being Christians, just about everybody's going to heaven. Well, let's be real about it. Just about everybody's going to heaven, okay? No matter you cuss Jesus, told him you didn't want him, rejected him, jump on his service, no matter, you're going to heaven, okay? You die physically. They, Joe, he's in up there in the pearly gates. The same Joe that cussed Jesus, cussed you out for bringing up Jesus and everything, and spent his whole life rejecting Christ. Now he dies and he up in the pearly gates. And then we have some Christians who think that the kingdom is made up of anybody because they're joining themselves to unbelievers. Now, I know that's something that some Christians don't like what I said right there, okay? And that's why in many churches, get this, in many churches, everybody in the churches ain't saved, okay? Amen. Some people are baptized into the church and have not been converted to Christ. They're baptized in the church because, quote, the church want members. They want to have bodies. But they're not thinking about the soul in the way that Christ is thinking about. They're just thinking about getting membership. And you know, with many churches, the more member, the more money that comes in the collection plate. Well, we might well be honest about it, people. Now, I want to read from this 86th message, three verses here. And I want to read about this work of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Okay. Amen. And the word of God says, thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, arise and write a message I will give you. Now, this is the angel come to Brother Dre's. He said, arise and write a message I will give you. Now, once again, I told you that this angel is bringing this message from Jesus. He said, I come from the Lord's presence. I speak his will. His word shall judge all men, color and kind. Okay. Make haste. Are you ready? Will the people hear that they might live and have life the hereafter? Okay. Amen. He says, I bring a warning and a deliverance. All that believe and obey the gospel shall find it. Okay? Shall find it. Now, you hear that? So the angel of the Lord said, I am bringing a message from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Amen. And he's coming directly from the presence of God, okay? From the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with this message, okay? Amen. And hallelujah. And it's important that we understand that he is bringing this message that is displaying the will of God, hallelujah, Amen. Now, I want to read from another message, and keep this in mind, because he said, I bring deliverance, okay? And he talks about hearing this message that he sent it through his angel. So keep that in mind. Another message called the 82nd message, okay? The 82nd message. And Jesus sent this message out August the 15th, 1965. Now, August the 15th, 1965. And I want to read one of these verses from this message here, okay? And listen to it closely, okay? He said, where are those with patience that believe in God's words and plan? I'm going to read that again. Amen. He said, where are those with patience that believe in God's words and plan? So he's saying that this word that this angel is bringing is the word of God, also displaying the plan of God. Okay? You hear that? The plan of God. Okay? This is what he's saying. So when you read these messages, and Lord, I ask the Lord help me to remember that at the end of the broadcast, I want to give to you how to order these messages yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And thank you, Jesus. And so in this message, not only is it the words of the Lord Jesus, but once again, it displays his plan, okay? And when you read in these messages, one of the things that he displays is his plan for Christianity to flow together, okay? Amen. Christianity to flow together, not to be broken up in fragments and separated, okay? But to really be one. Say it with me. To really be one. Not talk about being one. Come on, let's understand this. Not talk. See, what the Lord is showing, even in this message he's sending, that we've been doing a lot of talking about being one, but we haven't yet fully reach to being one like we need to be. And the Lord is doing the work to bring that to pass. Because remember, most of us in Christianity is preaching the second coming of Christ, which is true. And we're preaching that he's coming back for his bride, which is true. But we miss something. We miss something. And this is what I want to say to this, and I'm going to go into some scriptures on this. Remember how, I mean, think about it, you as a Christian. You remember, have you heard the saying that it doesn't matter what church we in, you know, as long as we are believers in Christ? Now, I want to tell you that that's a true statement, but not so fully true statement. Now, some of you say, okay, well, I'm confused. What are you talking about? Well, it is true that you can receive Jesus as Lord and be in a Baptist church. That's true. Okay? It doesn't have to be that you got to be in a Methodist or a Baptist or whatever to receive Christ as Lord. Okay? So you can be in a Baptist or a Methodist church or Episcopalian. If you do according to Romans 10 and 8 through 10 with an honest heart, guess what? You're born again. That's why I've told you guys on the broadcast that when you hear me talk about how we are broken up in fragments and we go by, we big on the denominational names and all of that, I did not tell you that I don't have brothers and sisters in Christ in these other churches, okay? Because there are some saved in these other churches. But here's the part I want you to understand where it does matter what church you're in. And I'm going to read this scripture I'm going to read one from the Word of the Lord from the Message here. And then I'm coming from the Bible. Here's where it does matter. Remember how we're preaching that Christ is going to return. That's true. And we preach that he's coming back for his bride. That's true. But I want to read these verses to you about why it matters concerning the church you in. Because he is setting up a one-fold church that goes into accordance with what his word said. Let me read to you what I mean. In the message called the 117th message, September the 12th, 1993, is when he sent this message. And I want to read to you what he said, and I pray as believers, you pay close attention to this. So you won't be saying, okay, this is Brother Nate. He that doing this, he trying to get people joined in the church. Okay, I want you to hear this. Because remember, I read to you in one of the verses out of the other message, he said, where are those with patience that believe in God's word and plan? So this message that he's sending through his angel messenger, not only is it displaying the word of God, but also what? The plan of God, okay? Keep that in mind. I'm going to read this verse here. 117th message, sent out September 12, 1993. And this is what it said. He said, behold, my fellow servant, I have come again to you with a message of life to the obedient. Remember, now hear these words now. Remember, ye are the body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ, the church, and members in particular. Okay? Members in particular. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Okay? Now remember, this message is showing that Christ is restoring his kingdom and his people is of his kingdom. Okay? Now notice that he said, ye are the body of Christ and members of in particular. Do we actually listen to what ourselves when we say, hey, we're not members of the same church? Have you ever thought about that? Well, is it is not the church supposed to be his body? According to Ephesians chapter 1. So if we're saying to one another as Christians, well, we're not members of the same church, we're saying that we're members of different bodies. And according to Christ, when he referred to his body, he puts it what? Singular, not plural. Okay? Just like when he created you, you got what? One body. Okay? You don't have a bunch of bodies. Now, I know somebody going to get some, oh, yeah, he go, you wrong. Because remember, when we talk about Christ is coming back for the bride, it didn't say brides. It said bride. And that same bride, which is his people, okay, is also his church, which is what? His body. So when we're telling one another, say, well, we're not members of the same church, we are displaying that we are members of different bodies. When Christ only talks about what? One body. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And that's what's in his plan, is to what? Restore and set up his church like he once had it to be what? One body. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? So in a sense, when we talk about he's coming back for the bride, it does matter where you at. Okay? Yeah. Because that's why he's causing Christianity to flow together as one in agreement with his word that the people, Christianity, would represent what? One body, okay? So is the day going to come when all the true Christians come together, they're not going to say, we're not members of the same church. I hope you get what I'm saying here. I really hope you get what I'm saying here. Now, see, everybody ain't going to want to hear this message, okay? And when I mean everybody, I ain't talking about sinners neither. I'm talking about everybody that claiming to be a Christian ain't going to want to hear this message. Because this message is the message of call of true unity. That's what Jesus is working on. That's why he said in one of the messages that he is sending them his message to call that all what? Christendom may what? Flow together. Okay? For your body to accomplish its complete goal, all your members of your body got to be what? Operating together. The hand got to pick up. The feet got to move it, move the body, all of that. And he said that ye are the body of Christ, the church. See, the church, we're supposed to be made up of who? Believers, which is called who? Christians. Supposed to be what? Of one body. We're supposed to be what? Members, what? He said, remember, ye are the body of Christ, the church, and members in particular of what? Of one body. So when we go around telling one another, well, we're not members of the same church, we're saying we're members of two different bodies or different bodies. You get what I'm saying? It's only one Jesus Christ, okay? It's not a bunch of Jesus Christ. Listen, you start finding some other Jesus Christ, you better run and get away from there, because those fakes and counterfeits. It's only one Christ. He has what? One body. You were made with how many bodies? Remember, you were made in the image of God, so how many bodies you have? One. Okay? Amen. So how would it look if your hand told your foot, we're not members of the same body? Kind of sound funny, don't it? It do. It really do. Okay? Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Glory. I said the Holy Ghost. I'm going to read verse 13. And then I'm going to read verse 27. Now, remember, Paul is not just talking to anybody. He's talking to Christians. Christians. Okay? Verse 13. He said, for by one spirit are we all baptized into how many bodies? One body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into what? One spirit. Not a bunch of spirits. One spirit. Then he tells us in verse 27, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen. Hallelujah. The church in Ephesians chapter 1, he said, and he had put all things under the church, under the feet of the church, which is what? Which is his body. So when we tell one another, well, we're not members of the same church, do we really listen to what we're saying? We're saying, okay, we're Christians, but we're members of different bodies. There's one body in Christ. So that's why he's setting up a one-fold church. Do you get what I'm saying? To go in line with what his words say, because there's only one body. Christ only has one body. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why one of the messages, he said, many represent Christ. Hallelujah. But what he's doing is get people to represent Christ and his church. Now, I'm gonna point you back to the Lord on that one. But anyhow, I pray that you really hear what I'm saying here, okay? Because when we talk about Christ coming back for the bride, we got to understand that the bride has to be one-fold. Amen. Members of the same fold. Glory to God. Members of one body. Not talking about, well, we're not members of the same church. Well, the church will be his body, right? So when we say a statement like that, look how many bodies we displaying. We displaying like Jesus got a bunch of bodies. He has one body, okay? That's why when you look in the Bible, when the church was set up and established, they didn't go by these other kind of names and say, well, we're not members of the same body. No. Amen. I pray that you really hear what I'm saying. Because I was meditating on that today at work. And I thought about when we say that phrase to each other, well, we're Christians, we're not of the same church. We say, well, do we really hear what we say? Because see, when we said we're not of the same church, when the Bible said that the church is supposed to be the body of Christ, then we're saying that we're of separate bodies. When overall in Christ, he has what? One body. He said it in Corinthians, we were baptized what? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into how many bodies? One body. One body. So when we tell people, well, we're Christians, but we're not of the same church. We're not members of the same church. We're saying we're members of different bodies. Christ only got how many bodies? One. One body. See, we're as Christians, we're not really thinking deeply. And see, it is God's plan to have one fold representing his body. You understand what I'm saying? Remember what he said in John chapter 10, verse 16, where he told the people there, Jerusalem, he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must what? Also bring. Amen. Why? Then it may be one fold and one shepherd. Listen, if he didn't, because see why? He has one body. You want to know the truth? We're supposed to be, as Christians, be saying, we should be saying all the world, we're members of the same church. Uh-oh. I know people say, oh, my goodness. Oh, let me click them off. There you go, talking that. Yeah, that was the plan of God. Amen. We ain't supposed to be going around talking about, well, we're not members of the same church. What do you mean? When there's only one body, he told you what the church is supposed to be, his body. So when we're saying that we're not members of the same church, that means we're not members of the same body. Okay? And Christ says it's only what? One body. Hallelujah. That's why he's setting up the way, and he's setting up the church, that all Christianity may flow into that way, this way, and all that hear this message that he's sending through his angel messenger is going to flow together and be what? One body. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Help us, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to accepting Jesus as Lord, yeah, most definitely. You could be in a Baptist, a Methodist, a Pentecostal church. Yeah, okay. No, I'm not speaking against that. But when it comes down to, like I said, when we're talking about Christ coming back for the church, okay, when we talk about him coming back for his bride, and we're talking about, well, we're not members of the same church, have we really listened deeply to what we have been saying? And some of us as Christians, we are comfortable in that. Like, see, this is where the mind of separation is in there. Okay? Because you got some that talk about we need to be one, but they want to stay separated. So they are comfortable with saying we're not members of the same church. But according to Christ said, we're supposed to be. I mean, hey, the people at Corinth weren't called Corinthians because they had a denominational name. This is the place where they stayed, in Corinth. So they were known as Corinthians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. Now look what Paul says to the Christians at Ephesus, okay? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. Look what he says. He said, for we are members of his body, not of his bodies. Did you see that? body, singular. Not B-O-D-I-E-S, singular. He said, for we are members of his body. Remember now, he's talking to the Christians once again in Ephesus. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. You see that? Hallelujah. Verse 29, he said, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord, the what? The church, not the churches, per se. The church, which what? Why is the church singular? Because his body is spelled singular, okay? And this ain't talking about no what they call the universal church. What do you, everybody religion coming at one? No. This body is going to be standing true on the beliefs of Jesus Christ. Not no believing in no Hindu or no Islam and combining with Hare Krishna. None of that. Buddha, all of that. No, none of that. See, when you get that one world religion, they talking about all religions coming together and be one. Standing, no. One world church, per se. You got to watch that. But Jesus is making a one-fold church that they all come together believing in Christ. Not, like I said, not believing in no Buddha and all that stuff. This is the work. This is the plan. Involving the plan in the midnight cry that Jesus is sending through his angel messenger. This is involving that, people. And only those that really love truth is going to hear this. That's why he said in one of the messages, where are those with patience that believe in God's word and plan? Amen. Because when you read these, not just read, when you study these messages, you will see that it displays the plan of God. The plan of God for Christianity to flow together to truly be one. Amen. And to come together and really represent one body. One body. The way we're showing now, we're not showing like there's one body. We're showing like there's a bunch of bodies. And this is why we turn around and tell one another, well, we Christian, but we ain't members of the same church. We actually ain't listening to what we're saying. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I mean, come on. And like I said, I know this is not a message that, you know, some Christians ain't going to hear. Because like I said, some Christians are talking about we need to be one, we need to be one, we need to be one. But they don't truly want to be one. Okay? Amen. Because this thing about we're not members of the same church, it actually has driven a big wedge in Christianity. I mean, some of y'all know I'm telling the truth. Some of you know that. Some of you, you know that. Some of you know that and won't admit it. But it has. It has. Because you got some people that'll tell you, say, well, I'm a so-and-so. We don't believe like you do. See, you're already speaking division already. Okay? All these different churches in the claim of Christianity, is it scripture? Can you find it in scripture? Can you find Jesus setting up a Baptist or a Methodist, Pentecostal, Episcopalian church in scripture, in the Bible? I see the place of this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, I call it the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I turn my back on it, it's going on, period. Okay? This is Jesus' work, not Brother Nate. So if I turn my back on Jesus and this work, it's going on. See, this is why when we give you guys these messages, we're always telling you, take it back to Jesus. Now, I do understand that some listening out there so full of pride, they'll say, I ain't taking nothing to Christ. I already know. You're dead wrong. Okay. Well, guess what? Reality check is coming. Just hold on. It's coming. Your eyes are going to go to Bucking because you're going to find out this is the Lord Jesus. Okay? You're going to find it out. You know, so say what you may, or whatever you want to say. Go ahead. Amen. But the people of this kingdom here on earth are truly going to be members of his body. Members of his body. Singular. Not members of separate bodies. Because that's when you say, that's what you say when you say we're not of the same church. You're separate bodies. And you're making it like Christ got more than one body. You got to remember, he created you with only one body. Okay? Amen. He didn't create you with more than one body. Okay? He created you with one body. Okay? How many people you see born was born with more than one body? How many people have you seen that? Okay. Now you tell me you have. I mean, I'm kind of wondering, were you sleep or something was going wrong or something? Okay. People, he made one body. And he said, yeah, I'm members. He's talking to who? He's talking to Christians. See, we lay claim to that part. But we don't really understand that we're not representing that part like we should be. Why? Because we all, well, because of what we said. Oh, we Christian, but we're not members of the same church. Well, we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be. That's what Christ set up. Amen. Well, like I said, you say amen, old me, or whatever. But that's the bill. That's the bill, okay? Members, we're supposed to be member of one body. The church is his body, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. See, I see why this word of the Lord Jesus is so great. So deep, so revealing, but at the same time will be so much fought against. I see why in one of the messages of the word of the Lord, he said, blessed are those that defend his cause. I'm understanding even the more why he said that. Because listen, the biggest problem is not so much coming from the sinner. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going to do their stuff. I'm not saying that. But the biggest problem to me is going to come from the church folks with giving this message to them, because they're going to be like, oh, we all, God uses me like he used you. We okay. Listen, just because God used you don't mean you're 100% okay. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I know we got some Christians that think that way because God used them to speak to a mountain and fail. And they think they're 100% okay. No, just because God used you don't mean that you're 100% okay. Amen. This is the plan of the Lord that he's displaying, okay? And in his plan, he is displaying onefold, that we will truly represent one body. Right now, we're not showing representation of one body. This is why we say this about one another. Oh, we Christian, but we ain't of the same church. And we really, really hadn't thought deeply about what we're saying. You know how sometimes you can be saying something and then you're saying another thing that kind of like, if you were watching, you were contradicting what you're saying, but maybe at one point you didn't realize what you were saying until one day you came to realization. You said, man, I have been saying the truth. But the other thing I've been saying was contradicting what I was saying, you know, and that happens to anyone, okay? That happens to anybody. So the people of the kingdom is going to be onefold representing one body, okay? And they're not going to be people talking about, well, we're Christian, but we ain't members of the same church. On the contrary, they are going to be saying, we're Christians and we're members of the same church. We're members of the same body. Whose body? Christ. okay?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know what? I was meditating on that today. And this is in the causing the Christianity to flow together package that the Lord has been working on. Okay? This is what he's going to have. Because, see, that's the church he's come. That's the bride he come back for. She's going to be a one-fold, representing one body church. That's what she's going to be. And the people that is going to be of the bride is not going to be saying, well, we Christians, but we ain't at the same church. They're not going to be saying that, people. Okay? Now, once again, I said this before on this broadcast, I say it again. If you're in the Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, you can receive Jesus Christ as Lord in them churches. Yes, you can. Like I said, I got brothers and sisters in Christ in these other churches. But however, when the smoke clears, and at the end, who Christ coming back for, they're going to really represent one body. Going to be of the same church, people. Ain't going to be no, well, we ain't members of the same church. Okay? You know, as Christians, we supposed to be. Yeah, we supposed to be. And you know, that statement right there, because of the condition of Christianity and what many of us in the sections have presented to people, do you know that statement is hard for some people to grasp, that we're supposed to be one church? Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for some people to grasp that. Why? Because some of them have come up their whole lives being taught that it's okay to be separated, okay? Call ourselves Christians, but be separated. Some said they've come up in their life being taught that way. So when statements like what I made about we're supposed to be one body, representing one body and of the same church, you know, it's hard for them to think on that, to say, oh man, I don't know. It's hard for them to fathom that. But you know what, people, it's gonna be. It's gonna be, you know, hey. Like I said, I know everybody's not going to accept it, but there are going to be some people that are. In fact, there's no doubt in my mind, there are some people outside of this Church of Christ, the Lies of Message, who I believe personally the Lord is dealing with them about this. And guess what? They are people who just love truth. They're not people who searching the scriptures to fit their denomination. So you got some people that call themselves searching the scripture from the Bible, looking for something to fit their denomination, and not just studying the scriptures just to have a love for the learning the word of God. See, those who have a love for learning the word of God, that's who God's going to be able to reveal some deep things to, okay? Because like I said, when you are bound to your denomination or just what your church says, besides just loving the word of God and having the revelation of the word of God, you're going to be limited, okay? Yeah, you're going to be limited. Because if you were to be given some revelation about the scripture, in your mind, if it don't fit what your church teaches, you're going to reject it. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. Thank God for all you've been listening. Glory be to God. And if the Lord says the same, I will be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Glory, glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given, that you have blessed us to come together in your word. I thank you, Lord, for watching over and keeping us and blessing us this day and blessing those that have been listening. Water the seed that have been sown and grain forth the increase for your glory. And dear Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. if you want to order any of the messages, this is from the Church of Christ, Eliza Message. The headquarters is located in Independence, Missouri, 608 Lacey Road. If you recall, the phone number, 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, call this number, area code 816-252-2343. That is 816-252-2343. The messages cost 75 cents per dozen, okay? So, glory be to God. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.